Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Chafei. We are up to Sivches. We are in the last line of page Kuf Mem Beis. We're about to turn on to page 284. Emirat Hashem, we're going to finish the Siman and we are going to learn about some new brachos tonight. The Mechaber says in Sivches, Haroe Kushi, one who sees a Kushi, which is a person that is black, V'gichor, what is that? The Hainushu Odom Harbe, someone that's very red. V'halavkan, what is that? The Hainushu Lovon Harbe, it's an albino, he's very white. V'akipeach, what is that? The Hainushu Bitno Gadol, someone who has a large stomach, he's heavy. Umitok Ovio, because of his heaviness, Nires Komoso Mikufachas. He looks like he's shorter, he looks like his height is lower down because of his heaviness. The Hananas, one who sees a midget. The Hadra Kona, the Hainu Mishu Mole Yabelas, one who is filled with warts. Upisui Harosh, Shekol Saroso Dvuko Zebaze, someone who all his hairs are stuck together. The Esapil Vesakov, one who sees an elephant and a monkey. Mavarich Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Mishana Habrios. In all these cases, please close the door. Thank you so much. He makes a bracha of Mishana Habrios that Hashem has changed the creations. Says the Mishaburah Sikatan Chaf. Va'kipeach dahainu. So the Mechaber explained the kipeach, someone that is heavy and therefore he appears shorter. The Mishabura brings another pshat from the Gemara in Bechoros where it's mashmudu orich v'katan. It's exactly the opposite. Someone who's very tall and very skinny. Ulathi shedaku. Since he's very skinny, einu yochol lizbol komoso v'nichbaf. Since he's so skinny, he can't really carry his own weight. And therefore he gets bent over. Vidoma kimisha chuyosov shmutos. And he appears like someone whose vertebrae are dislocated. He's like a hunchback. He's bent over because he's so tall and he's so skinny. Sivkotan chaf aluf, we said the pisui harosh is someone who all his hairs are stuck together. Vinolad kach mi me'e imo. We're talking about someone who was born this way. That's how he was created. The Nasa Loza Acharkach, because if this happened to him later on in life, Omer Dayan Ha'emes, the bracha will be Dayan Ha'emes, as we'll see in the next halacha, cases like that as well. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siftes, Haroa Esa Chiger Ve'esa Kiteya, one who sees someone who is crippled, let's say he's missing a leg, or a Kiteya, he's missing an arm, Ve'esa Suma, someone who is blind, Umokish Chin, someone who has boils, V'habakonin, v'hu misha menumar b'nekudos dako, someone who is spotted with small dots. In heimim me'ei iman, all these cases, if they were born this way, so mevarech mishan habrios, the bracha is mishan habrios. V'im nishtana achakach, but if they were not born that way, but they changed afterwards, these things happen later, mevarech dayin ha'emes, these are sad things, and therefore you'll make a bracha of dayin ha'emes. Then the Mechaber says a very important thing. Some say that these halachos, as we'll discuss the details in the Mishabura, but they're specifically when these things happen to someone that it causes you tzar that it happened to them, someone that you feel close to. But on Oved Kochavim, you will not make such a bracha. Then the Mechaber says, "Ve'enu mevarach elopam rishona shashinui olav gadol me'od." These brachos are a one-time deal. You say it one time because the shinui has the greatest impression on you the first time you see it, and you will not make the bracha going forward. The Ramah says, "Ve'yesh omim," to those who say, "Mishloshim yom lishloshim yom." It's not true. You can say these brachos every 30 days. So now we have again to discuss Siftes. We have all these categories of people with these different things. We'll discuss the details in the Mishabura. If they're born that way, the bracha is Mishana Brios. If it happens to them later, you say Dayan HaMS. Then 2 points, the Mechaber adjusts. Number one is, it's only that someone that you're mitzdayer about it, then we'll see, you'll make the Dayan HaMS. If it's an Ovek HaChavim, where you're not mitzdayer over it, you will not make that bracha. And then we say, point number two, the Mechaber says, these brachos are only a one-time thing. That's where the Shinui makes the greatest impression on you. And the Ramos says, there are those who say no, that you can make this bracha if the scenario arises every 30 days. So says the Mishabura Sif Katan Chavbez, Hakiteya, one who has a limb cut off, Sheniktu lo yodav, his arms are cut off, his hands are cut off. Sif Katan Chav Gimel Hasuma Mishtei Enov. We're talking about a blind person who is blind in both eyes, then you make the bracha of Mishana Brios or Dayin HaMS. If you look in the Shar Tzion, Os Chavavi Raif, this is from the El Yerabah. V'nirin, it appears, di'i lav hachi. If this was not the case, he was not blind in both eyes, lo shayach lomer mishan habrios, it wouldn't be nogeya to make a bracha on a person who is blind in one eye of mishan habrios. De'ein zeh shinui gadol kol kach. It's not such a shinui, the fact that a person can't see out of one of his eyes. Aval le'inyin dayin ha'emes. However, when it comes to the bracha of dayin ha'emes, im nase bino o krovo, if it happens to his son or to a relative, shemitzdar olav, suma, afilu b'achas meinov, if he's mitzdar on this person, it's a close relative who became blind even in one eye, mistarbu diyucha levarach dayin ha'emes. So Zakta Sharatzir, in terms of Mishan Habrios, that's when it's only nogea if it's two eyes. A person is blind, that's not Mishan Habrios. A person blind in one eye, it's not Mishan Habrios. But it is bad news when a person gets blinded in one eye. And therefore, if it's your son, Lo Aleinu, or a relative that you feel close to and you're bitzar over it, you would make the bracha of Dayan Ha'emes for becoming blind in one eye. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Vayitus of Kadon Chavdalid, we said the Bahakonin is someone who is menumar benekudos dakos. He's spotted with small dots. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu sheyeshlo nekudos kadoshim adumim tzas. He has dots that are like red lentils. They're a little bit red. Ela shebein adosha ladosha yeshloven tzachu mavik. However, between the red dots, he has some white, shiny space. Because of the white space between the red dots, that's where we get this name of Bahakonin. That is from the Matzah Shekel. However, if this is commonplace, many people have these dots, it's logical to say this is not a disgrace, velo shinui, and it's not a change. So this is commonplace, something that we call freckles, that people have freckles, you see it all the time, you would not make a bracha of Mishan Habrios, and you also would not make a bracha of Dayan HaEmes. V'kol shekeinim nasa zeh ayidei chom hashemesh. Certainly if it only happened because a person was sitting out too long in the sun, v'asidim lehistalik, it's a temporary freckles that he has because of the sun, it's going to go away when his sunburn goes away. So then, nira de l'kuyama ein l'varach hazeh, then it's pashut according to Evan, you would not make this bracha. But even if it's permanent, it's something that everyone has, so it's not so different, you wouldn't make a Shana Brios, it's not so bad, you wouldn't make a bracha of Dayan HaEmes. Sivkotan Chavhei. The Mechaber again told us in all these cases, if they were born this way, you make a Mishana Brios. If it happens during their life, then you make a bracha of Dayan HaEmes. Sivkotan Chavhei Mime'ei Iman Koya Kulu Luvad Akiteya. This is going back on all the cases that were just discussed, except the person whose arm was cut off. You can't be a kiteya when you're born. Kiteya means that your arm was cut off, so it has to be that it happened later in life. Sivkotan chavav mevarach dayin ha'emes. If it happens later in life, the brach is dayin ha'emes. Shebo lo ze al yidei onesh. When something like this happens during someone's life, we don't know the cheshbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we do know that things happen because of onshim, and therefore we're saying, Dayan HaEmes, Hashem is the emistic judge. That is what we say over something that is an onesh. Sivkoton Chav Zayin Dafka. This was the first point the Mechaber said after the cases, that it's Dafka al Mishem Mitzdairalov. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Koi al Birchas Dayan HaEmes. This that the Mechaber says that you only say the bracha on someone that you're bitzar over his situation, that is only a reference to the bracha of Dayan HaEmes. De'eino shayach elo l'mishem mitzar u'matzik adin. It only makes sense to say Dayan HaEmes when you're bitzar over the situation and you're saying Hashem is a true Dayan, that this is what's supposed to happen, then it makes sense to say Dayan HaEmes on someone that you are bitzar over. Aval birchas mishana habrios, but saying a more general bracha of Mishana Abrios is a change from other creations, lo shayach b'mitzar dafka. That's not specifically to someone that you are mitzar over him. It can be anyone. You see a person that has a change from other people, so you make a bracha Mishana Abrios. It doesn't have to be that b'dafka you feel tzar over his situation. Nidei dehavi apil v'kof. The same way that we saw in the last sif. You see a monkey, you see an elephant, you're not mitzar over the fact that they're monkeys or elephants, and you make Mishana Abrios, so too. It doesn't have to be your best friend that is blind or your best friend that has any of these other issues that warrants a Mishana Abrios. You make that bracha anyway. So that which the Mechaber adjusts and says is only by someone that you're betzar over, that's referring to the bracha of Dayan HaEmes, not referring to the bracha of Mishana Abrios. Sivkoton Chavches, Aval Akum. But a classic example of someone that you're not bitzar over would be an Ove Kochavim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Milsa the Psika Nokat. The Mechaber, when he says on an Akum, he's just saying what din is clear cut. It's clear cut that on an Akum you're not going to be bitzar and you wouldn't make the brach of Dayna Emes. But says the Mishnah Berurah, Vahu Adin Lachol Mi She'enu Metzar Olav. It's not limited to Ove Kochavim. Even if it would be someone that you don't know, you're not bitzar over the situation, that also would not warrant a Dayana Emes. It's just bringing the classic case where it's pashut, you wouldn't feel bitzar over an Ovik Kochavim happening one of these things. So too, if it would be a Yid, but you have no Shaykhus to him, you're not feeling bitzar, I guess you're not on the proper level of Avas Yisrael, otherwise you'd be bitzar over everyone, but it's not Nogea to you, you don't feel tzar, you also would not make the Bracha. Sivkoton Chavtes. We said, at the second point of the Mechaber, is Einu Mevorech Elapan Rishona. You will only make these brachos one time. Shashinui Olav Godom Leo. That's when the change has a great impression on you. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Zekoi Gama Birchas Mishana Brios. Zakta Taz, this applies not only to Dayan HaEmes, but also Mishana Brios. You make this bracha one time. Verotzalomar means to say, Afilu Ra Kushi Acher. Even if you saw another Kushi. Uchei Gavne Shar Dvarim Hanal, who had in any of the other cases we discussed, that you make a Mishana Brios. Achar Shloshim Yom Gam Kein Einu Mevarech. Even if it's 30 days since you have seen such a person, you will still not make another bracha Mishana Brios. V'atam, and the reason is, Dal Shinui Ein Shayach Levarech Rak Pam Rishon Sheroa Hadover. When it comes to a change, it's only Shayach to make the bracha one time when you see it. V'ashinui Godol Be'inav. And the change is a very big change in your eyes. That's when it warrants the bracha. Umashma me'ataz de kosher kein de koi ha-mechaber ha-birchas dayin ha-emes. And it's mashma from the taz that it's not only mishana ha-brios, but it's certainly the bracha of dayin ha-emes that you also will say only one time over that situation. The first time that you see it, you will not continue to say it, even if you see it again 30 days later. Omnam, however, the sefer nor shalom kosov, the nor shalom writes, the le'inyan dayin ha-emes, when it comes to dayin ha-emes, that's dafka on your relative or your friend that you feel tzar for him. It's logical to say if you see the same thing happening to another relative, there for sure there's greater tzar now that you see it by another relative. So says in our Shalom, this idea that it's a one-time bracha, that would only be applicable by Mishana Brios. But when it comes to Dayana Emes Fakir, Dayana Emes is over someone that's close to you, that you feel a bit sad, the same bit happened to them. If it happens to someone else, they're also close to, so you feel more tzar. It's another relative that has the same issue, another friend that has the same issue, says in our Shalom, there you would make a bracha Dayana Emes. It's a little funny, the first shot, which is the Taz, he says you wouldn't make a Mishana Brios more than once, and Kol Shekein, you wouldn't make the Bracha Dayan Emes more than once. What's exactly the Kol Shekein? That has to be figured out. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Katan Lamed. The Ramah said, V'yesh Omrin Mishloshim Yom L'Shloshim Yom. Some say, no, it's not a one-time Bracha. You say it every 30 days. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ulamaisa Yesh Lahoros. Halach Lamaisa, one should paskin. Do you varech achar shloshim below shema malchus? Since Lamaisa is a machlokas, is it once in a lifetime bracha? Or is it every 30 days whenever it will come up? Therefore, you should make it every 30 days when it comes up. However, you would not say the Shem Hashem to avoid the suffix bracha. Sivkotan lamed aleph mishloshim yom. Pirish shalo ra'a acher ki yotze tol shloshim yom. It has to be that you didn't see another person that's similar to this within the 30 days. The Shaar Tzion writes in Lamed Beis, De'ilu al zeh sheberech mitchila. If it's the same person that you already made the brach on, pshita du l'kuyam lo yivarech olav la'olam. For sure you're not going to make the brach again on that same person. The question is, another person with the same situation, will you make the brach if it's 30 days later or not? That's a machlokes, so you wouldn't make it, alach l'maisa, but you leave off the shemu malchus. Now I'd like to read a couple of interesting notes before we go to the final sif in the siman, that is the second paragraph of note 62. We said when one sees a elephant or a monkey, he makes a bracha mishana brios. Are elephant and monkey dafka those two? Or are those just examples of animals that look funny to us, and therefore any animal you'd also make the same bracha? That's actually a big machlokas in the poskim. V'dafka k'sheroa chayos elu. Dafka if it's these animals, a monkey and an elephant. But if you see other animals that look different, Kosava birchas abaya she'enim avarach. You don't make the bracha. Kevan she'enim mishunim elakach hibriyosam. They're not so different. That's the way Hashem created them. Ma she'en kein pil shu gadol ma'od. An elephant is out of the ordinary because it's huge. V'kof she'dome la'odem v'yesh lo zonav. And a monkey is different than other animals because it looks human and it has a tail. So these two specifically are way out of the ordinary from other animals, and only they warrant the bracha. V'chein das Rav Elyashiv, v'chein das Agon Ruch Chaim Kanievsky. V'hami'iri kosav. Hashatam shemivarchin al pil v'kof v'kifuf, which is another animal, not clear what it is. Kevan shem domim la'odom v'ktsas dvarim. He says an elephant. Also, the Meiri says tafka a monkey and an elephant because they are similar to humans in different ways. Therefore, the bracha is specific for these animals. Ochein, however, das agon Rav Nissen Karelitz. Shechayos elu heim rak dugma. So there's nothing special about a monkey and an elephant. Those are just examples of funny-looking animals. Umevarchim al kol chaya meshuna. You make a bracha on any different kind of animal. V'chein das agonu shalom zamen arbach, v'chein das agonu Moshe Sternbach. So those are big poskim that say any funny-looking animal. I don't know how you magdir that. You go to the zoo, every animal has their own kenaches. Every animal looks different. So it's very hard. If you take the monkey and the elephant literally, so it's very simple. You make the bracha on two animals. Once you start saying it's lav dafka, it can apply any animal, you can walk through the zoo and possibly, according to them, be saying Mishana Brios the whole day. Tzorachin. One more interesting note over here, and that is note number 64. We said you make a bracha Mishana Brios when you see a kushi. Here's an interesting discussion. Kushi said, this kushi that you're making a bracha on, says the Kaf HaChaim, b'shem the shal and shuvas halachos ketanos, she'eno mi shuhum mi b'nei akushim. It's not a kushi that's the child of parents that were kushim, elu medubur al kushi she'nolad lahorov halavonim. We're talking about where the parents were lavonim, and they randomly had a child who was a kushi. That's a Mishana HaBrios. That's where you make the bracha, says the Kaf HaChaim. The alovan shenolad mikushim. We have a child that comes out lovan from the parents that were kushim. Then he writes she'efshel baruch atov amitiv. Maybe over there you make a baruch of atov amitiv. That's an upgrade. That's the Kaf HaChaim. Achein, however, b'shalz and shuvas amudei or mavur shemavurchin gam al kushi shum ibnei akushim. You'll make a bracha on a kushi ben akushi, a bracha b'shan habrios. That is the mashmos of the poskim. So that's an interesting machlokas. Does the kushi have to be different from his parents to warrant the bracha Mishana Abrios, or even if he's the same as his parents, a kushi warrants that bracha be'etzim? Says the Mechaber Vaitosif Yud. Haroe ilonos tovos ubrios noos. One who sees nice trees or nice creations of Hashem, afilu ove kochavim, even if he sees an ove kochavim that's beautiful, o behem, or even an animal, Omer, he says, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shekocha Lo Bo'olamo. He thanks Hashem that he put these beautiful things in his world. Now this is not the bracha on the blossoming of trees, which we're going to see in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night in the next siman. Ve'enu mevarech aleihem el pan rishona v'lo yoser. This bracha that's being made on seeing beautiful creations of Hashem is only a one-time bracha. So ve'enu mevarech aleihem el pan rishona v'lo yoser. You only make the bracha the first time and not more. Lo aleihem v'lo al acherim. Not on them again. Not on other things that are beautiful. Elo imken hayu no'im mehem. Unless you see something that's more beautiful, then you'd make a new bracha. But if you see something equally as beautiful, you would not make the bracha more than once in your lifetime. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kaddish Lama Beis, Haroa v'chuli ubrios knows, bein zecharin bein nekevos. This is talking about whether you see a beautiful zachar or a nekeva. V'achshav lo nagu klal levarich bracha zu. Nowadays, as you probably figured, the minhag is that we don't make such a bracha. That is from the Chai Odom, Ayin Shom Tamo. And the reason of the Chai Odom is, since we only make this bracha once in a lifetime, we always are seeing beautiful things. It's hard to know if that's the first beautiful thing like that you saw. It's hard to be magdir, and therefore the Chai Odom says we don't make the bracha at all. But in the Shaar Tzion, Oslam and Gimli brings another reason why. V'li nira mishum da kavonas ha-gemara dafka k'shem nos bioser. We're talking about things that are exceedingly beautiful. K'di'isa b'rambam perek yu'l milchus brachos. U'mi yuchu dati b'zeh. How do you magdi? How do you know? Who defines exactly what that means? So therefore, that's another reason why the Chafetz Chaim is saying that we're not knowing to make this bracha. Either because it's not nogea, because we're always seeing beautiful things, and we don't know if we saw this one before or not, and how do you know when you're seeing it the first time? It's a one-time bracha. Or like the Chafetz Chaim is saying, that we don't know how to be magdir, because we don't know what's considered nos bioser. Continues the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sivkot Lamedeis, Umikomakom nochon levarech below shem malchus. Even though we're not knowing to say the bracha the proper way, but one should be knowing to say this bracha without the shame umalchus. Sivkot and Lamed Gimel, we said that you say such a bracha even upon seeing a beautiful Ovid Gilulim. Hainu ri'iya ba'alma de mutter. That's just taking a glance which is mutter. Avalhistakel bo bioser, but to be staring at an Ovid Gilulim, ulhisbonim bidmuso, and to be contemplating his form, that is aser. We don't look at a person that's a Rasha. Obviously, we mentioned before it's the Charm and the Kavos. We also don't look at the Kavos. Same idea. Va'aser lomar kamano kusi zeh, stam anu alocha. It is forbidden to say how beautiful is this kusi. Mishum lo sechanim. That's an iser of lo sechanim. And there's three different isurim that are included in lo sechanim. One of them is praising the beauty of the kusi. And sifkotan la medalat velo al achirim. We said that you're not mevarech aleihem elapam rishona velo yoser lo aleihem velo al achirim, unless they're more beautiful. Zakta mishibura afil achas shloshim, even after 30 days. But very important sharet sion over here in osla medalat. Zeu ledasa mechaber hanal. This mechaber over here in sifyud is going lishitasu and siftes. That just like the bracha Mishan Abrios is a once in a lifetime, this bracha also of saying Shekocha Lo Bolomo is once in a lifetime. Aval Hayesh Omrim Sham, but according to the Yesh Omrim, the Ramah brought down at the end of Siftes, Gam Bazet Saruch Levarach Lacha Shloshim Alachem, you'll also make a bracha over here after 30 days. So the Mechaber is in both cases is a once in a lifetime. Again, unless, like the Mechaber says, you see Noim Mish Mehem. If you see more beautiful, so then you never made the bracha on something so beautiful, you would make the bracha again. But otherwise, you make it once in a lifetine. But Zakta Mishaburah is at the Chavetz Chaim, the Sharatzim, according to the Ramah, who argued by Mishan Abrios, who would argue over here also, even the same level of beauty, you would make the bracha more than once in your lifetime. Again, if it's been 30 days since you've seen something that beautiful, you would make another bracha. Lefi that sheet of the Ramah. That concludes Reish Chafei. And Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night, Reish Chavav, on a blossoming tree. And we're also going to start learning the halachas of brachos on thunder and lightning. That's all going to be in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.